Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Want to be wealthy and live the lifestyle free from financial stress and worries? Alam niyo mga friendship, kung yan ang nais mo, you got the right episode. So you better tune in. Don't tune out.
Hi, I'm Chinkitan and you're listening to Chink Positive Podcast, where I aim to equip you to become wealthy and debt-free. Teaching you on how to save, budget, get out of debt, and invest. Let's get into the episode.
Hi there, this is Chinky Tan, your Pambansang Wealth Coach. Welcome to another wonderful edition of our podcast. Sa araw na ito, naku, napakaganda na pag-usapan natin on how to become wealthy. And you probably heard the wealthy people are different from you and me. Parang meron silang extraordinary power. Parang silang napakadali nilang kumita ng pera. Well, actually, kung titignan po natin, this is what I've discovered and realized. That wealthy people have a specific or what we call a certain mindset. They know what to do with their money. They don't make the same mistakes as we normally do. But you know what? You can turn your life around kung alam mo lang yung mga tinatawag nating success habits of the wealthy people. So in this episode, ang pag-uusapan po natin the 7 habits of highly wealthy people. Grabe, exciting to. So I would suggest that you take down notes, get a piece of paper and a pen if you're driving. Mental notes na lang. Pero I hope that you will repeat this podcast episode na paulit-ulit. This is going to be worth your time. Number one, I think I've noticed from wealthy people and people who are rich, they build a roadmap, and not only building a roadmap, they also ask for help. Ayun ang napapansin ko talaga. Na ang ibig sabihin ng roadmap, they know where they're going, they work really hard to get there. Yung parang ano ba, parang meron silang ways na sinusundan. Meron silang tinatawag na blueprint. Alam po nila kung ano yung plano nila, and not only that, they work on their plans. However, yung the opposite, no? The opposite of people who are not wealthy are sometimes the people who are poor and broke. Ang gusto naman nila, ito yung nangyayari, ito yung reality. They want it fast, they want it quick, yung easy money. They shortcut the process. They are not really patient in creating a plan. So, in the process, ano po nangyayari? In the end, nalulugi po talaga. Walang nag-work. As a matter of fact, ito lang. If you're listening to this podcast and if you're really serious to really become wealthy and staying wealthy, you need really to create your own roadmap for success. And commit to following it every single day. So, parang sa mga nagsasabi, Chinky, maganda yung idea ng yung tinatawag na roadmap or blueprint, pero wala akong ka-idea kung paano ba talaga mag-umpisa doon. Well, timing, okay, I'll just pause for a moment, no, just to give you an idea. Every month I'm having a coaching session. Coaching session na ito is helping people to create their own financial blueprint. So if you are interested to join me in my group coaching session, I highly recommend that you send me an Instagram message. Send me an Instagram message sa aking Chinky Tan Instagram. DM mo ko. And then type the word called group coaching with Chinky. And I will send you a link and I will advise you or give you ideas on how you can join my exclusive group coaching session. Okay? Now, let's go to number 2. Wealthy habits of successful people or wealthy people. They are focused on long-term goals. Yan ang na-realize ko na they don't focus on the short term. They don't worry about the short term, but they keep their eye on the prize. Yun nga, yung ano gusto nilang maging, no? Like for example, I can still remember When I was age 12, na ang long-term goal ko during that time, I want to become a millionaire before I reach the age of 35. Imagine mo, without me knowing. And then, you know what I did? Honestly, I created a plan. A simple plan, I just wrote it on a piece of paper. Sinabi ko, magkano dapat kong kitain on a daily basis, weekly basis, monthly basis, and an annual basis. Imagine mo, 12 years old ako noon. And that's the reason why, yun nga, I started my toilet paper sales, retail business, no? Yan ang unang ginawa ko. So, it's very important na kailangan po, meron ka rin ganun, no? Na may long-term goals. Kasi ito yung naiintindihan ko, no? Specifically with money. There's what we call as the law of opposite. Ano tong law of opposite na to, mga friendship? The law of opposite states, the short-term effect is always the opposite of the long-term effect. If you play right now, you pay later. But if you pay now, you play later. If you save now, you enjoy later. But if you spend now, you suffer later. So, importante po yan na talagang you got to understand na mga friendship, no, specifically mga kaiponaryo na nakikinig sa podcast na ito, na there's no such thing as instant wealth. It takes a lot of time and patience, effort, hard work to build wealth. Pero ito yung good news. The rewards are well worth the effort. Kaya nga, huwag kang masyadong focus sa short-term gratification. Instead, ang i-focus natin ang energy natin sa ating long-term goals. Let's go to number 3. Okay? Wealthy people, what I've noticed, they take responsibility for their money. Alam mo, until such time, makakita ka talaga ng yung mga talagang tunay na mayaman, hindi yung nagpapanggap. Ito yung na-notice ko sa mga tunay na mayaman. They're really very frugal. O very, simplistic. Ibig ba sabihin, di ba sila bumibili ng mga branded? Yes, bumibili sila ng branded, pero pag bumili sila, alam mong carry nila. Di ba? Hindi yung mga irresponsible yung mga iba na, sabi ko, grabe. Hindi naman ganun kalaki kinikita ng taon to, pero lahat ng mga binibili niya, talagang hindi ko binibili. Di ba? Parang, sometimes, we just need to understand the difference between really a wealthy people from a person na talagang wala. Is, yun nga, wealthy people are responsible. They know the choices that they make today will determine their financial future. Pag naging irresponsible talaga tayo, ito lang. Makikita man naman natin yung mga ibang irresponsible na bili ng bili, di ba, shop ng shop, tapos travel ng travel. Again, walang masama dyan as long as you can afford it. Pero, in the end of their lives, ano po nangyari? Naghihirap sila, di ba? Nahihirapan sila, nagkakautang sila. Pero babalik ta rin natin. Yung mga mayaman, they understand that they are in control of their destiny. Not other people, not luck, not the situation, not the government policies. So my friendship, ito lang ang suggestion ko. If you really want to become wealthy, take full responsibility of your earnings, of your finances, and stop blaming other people and situation for what's happening in your life right now.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Let's go to number 4. Fourth habit of highly wealthy people. They practice patience. Yes. Grabe. Ito yung kailangan na matutunan natin lahat. And I would admit, no, confess that when I was starting, I was kind of impatient. Pero right now, dito ko naintindihan eh. Wealthy people aren't in a rush. They are not looking for the get-rich-quick scheme. They know that anything that has value will take time. They practice patience and they do what's really difficult. Alam nila, this is not a sprint, it's not a 100-meter dash, but this is a marathon. So if you want to think like a successful person, ang talagang suggestion ko na talagang you need to learn how to be patient. Just like Warren Buffett, one of the quote that I always adhere to and I believe, yung sinasabi niya, becoming wealthy and becoming successful, especially in investment, is transferring of the wealth from the impatient to the patient. So kung ikaw ay impatient ka, gusto mong agad kumita, ay nakon, malulugi ka talaga. So my friendship, no? Wealthy people know that patience is an important trait success because it takes time for anything worthwhile to happen. So let's go to number five, no? The fifth habit of a highly wealthy person. Wealthy people make decisions based on logic, not emotions. Mga friendship, ito kailangan namnamin po natin to. Nakatira tayo sa isang mundo na talagang where emotions really get the better of us. So pagka emotional ka sa decision mo, alam mo, ito lang ha. Emotionally excited, emotionally angry, emotionally upset, emotionally depressed or frustrated. When you make decisions based on your emotions, 90% of the decisions that you are going to make is you are going to regret for the rest of your life. Oh, let me prove it. How many times na nainis ka, na bad trip ka, na-excite ka, nagalit ka, tapos nag-decide ka. And then when you look back at the decision that you made, diba, na-realize mo, ay mali pala itong ginawa ko. Ba't ako sumagot nung ako ay galit? Bakit ako, ba't ko binili to nung excited ako na hindi ko na tinignan yung presyo? Na hindi man lang ako nag-canvas na na-realize ko that na nabili ko pala mas mahal compared sa ano, sa iba. Diba? So we see the shiny new object and instantly we want it. We see someone else's success and then ang minsan, naiingit tayo. Diba sa buhay nila? Pero in reality, yun nga eh. Pagka emotional ka, talagang talo ka eh. And that is one thing that I've learned naman from Raffy Tulfo. Si Senator Raffy Tulfo, when I interviewed him, sabi ko, what is one thing that you regret in your life? Sinabi niya, yun, when I make decisions based on emotion, when I buy things based on emotions. So mga friendship, if you really want to become financially mature and successful, you should control your emotions and make decisions based on logic instead of your feelings. Then, that's the time you'll make a wise decision. Let's go to number 6. The 6th habit of a highly wealthy people or person. Wealthy people do not quit. Grabe. That's one thing I've observed. They learn from their mistakes, failures, and experiences. And once they fail, they try again until they succeed. And likewise, I'm a product of failure. Ladies and gentlemen, I never finished my college degree. I failed grade 6 4 times, but I never stopped. For me, failure is a learning experience. Failure is not a tombstone in my life, but it's just a stepping stone to what I want to reach in life. So, ganun dapat ang perspective natin na talagang pag nagkamali ka, pilitin mo na matuto sa pagkakamali para hindi masayang. It's not a waste of time. We should look at them as a life lesson, learn opportunities to improve ourselves in the future. Do you agree? Kaya nga, ito lang. Kung ikaw ay nakikinig ka sa akin ngayon, I want you to focus in the next statement that I'm gonna tell you. I believe that you are born with unlimited amount of potential. You can only reach it if you are willing to take risks, if you are willing to persist, if you are willing to continue, and if you are not going to give up. Maniwala ka, winners never quit and quitters never win. The last habit, okay? The last habit of highly wealthy people for me, okay, is wealthy people have a bigger commitment for growth. That's what separates wealthy from poor people. Wealthy people are willing to make sacrifices. They work hard. They do whatever it takes to really learn, to grow their income. They have a bigger vision for their future. They know talaga kung ano kailangan talaga nilang gawin. Naniniwala sila that success cannot really happen without taking risks. they always focus on the future. They do not live in the past. Because one thing they learn is this, they cannot change the past, but they can sure change the future by making the right decision today. Kaya nga ito lang po, let me be honest with you. The reason why so many people are poor and broke in our society nowadays because they are not committed to growth. When I talk about growing, you should learn. One of the best investment na ginagawa nyo is listening to this podcast. And the good news, this is for free. And alam nyo, ito yung na-realize ko, no? When I was still struggling, when I was still starting, my income only grew when I started to grow. Yun talaga eh. You must try your very best to improve on a daily basis. In order for you to improve something on the outside, but you must first improve something from the inside. Because everything that happens on the outside is only a manifestation of what's happening in the inside. You know what? If you don't like the financial output that you're experiencing today, probably you have to change your financial input. Kaya nga, ang tanong ko sa iyo ngayon, habang ikaw ay nakikinig, are you committed to growth? Are you willing to do whatever it takes for you to learn on how you can become successful in life? If your answer is yes, na sinasabi mo, Chinky, committed talaga ako sa growth, committed talaga ako to learn. I want really to learn on how to earn money, how to save money, how to budget money, how to invest my money. If that is your desire, let me help you. I created already a super channel called chinktv.com. It's the Netflix of financial education. You can learn 24/7 by demand, kahit ikaw ay OFW outside the country or outside Manila, by just simply subscribing to my online courses. And the good news with my online courses, meron kaming in-offer ng one course or yung tinatawag na all access. So if you want to know more all about chinktv.com, all you need to do is just go to chinktv.com and check it out. So maraming salamat mga friendship. Alam ko medyo matagal at mahaba-haba itong podcast episode na ito, but I can assure it's worth your time listening to this. So if you do like this podcast episode, please do me a favor and do your friends a favor. Please copy the link and share it with your friends and loved ones. Maraming salamat po. This is Chinky Tan saying to every problem, there's always a solution. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Always Chink Positive. Bye.
Hi guys. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Chink Positive Podcast. This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. If you want to keep on growing and stay inspired, follow us on wherever you're listening to this podcast and share it with friends. Have a good day and always... Chink positive.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.